Wild Instincts is a nonprofit organization in Rhinelander that rehabilitates wild animals that have been orphaned or injured. Mark Naniat and Sharon Larson care for everything from baby bears to bald eagles. Mark is here with me today to talk about his work. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you. Well, springtime means a lot of baby animals are being born in the Northwoods. What does that mean for Wild Instincts? Are you especially busy right now?
Yeah, we're getting there for sure. I mean, the weather has not been all that conducive, so people aren't outside finding as many things. But this time of year, we get the baby bunnies and baby squirrels, and soon it'll be fawns. We've got three bear cubs already as well, and more coming every single day as far as different animals.
Okay, wow. Well, tell me more about these different animals that you're working with.
Well, right now we've got, I think there's about 45 animals that we have here. When we get to the busiest part, which will be probably about mid-June, we'll have upwards of around 240 animals on site at one time. And through the course of the year, we'll probably end up with between 1,300 and 1,400 animals total.
That's a lot of animals.
It is. It keeps us very busy.
How did you get three baby bears?
Well, we had one of them was a research project that ended up having things kind of go wrong, and there was two cubs in that particular den, and the mother abandoned the den after a research project. She had a radio collar on, and they changed the collar in the battery, or the batteries in the collar, I should say, and so mom ended up getting scared away, abandoned the den, and one of the cubs unfortunately perished, and we got the other one, and another one was just showed up in somebody's backyard, had been there for 2 days, and another one was actually hit by a car, and that one has recovered fairly well, so we still have a lot of leftover things from the winter yet that we haven't been able to release just yet. So we've got frogs and snakes and turtles, you know, all kinds of different things that we have. Bald eagles. We just took in another bald eagle this weekend that was shot illegally. And so that'll be an ongoing case here for a little while. Other than that, we've got two other bald eagles in house as it is as well.
What does it take to care for all those animals?
Well, we typically hire on six interns during the summertime. Right now, we've got three. And basically, we're working 7 days a week and right now putting in about 12 or 13-hour days, which will go to 15 or 16-hour days before too long.
And what kind of resources, like food, what kind of stuff do you need?
You name it. Sheets and blankets and towels are things we can always use. Dry dog food, canned dog food. We order a lot of specific milk formulas for the different baby animals. And a lot of produce, of course, with the bears. A lot of people think they eat mostly meat, but they actually eat a lot of fruits and vegetables and things. So we go through a ton of that as well.
Okay. And I hear you just got a new X-ray machine?
We did. Yeah. Cool. So that was very exciting. And that's how we were able to find out that our new eagle was shot. And so that was a very tremendous acquisition that we got. Before that, we had to pack up the animals and take them over to a vet clinic. We work with a couple different area vet clinics, but it's still, you know, a 12-mile drive or 10-mile drive, whatever it is. And having to pack the animal up and bring them over there, especially if they're somewhat critical, you know, or if we have to tranquilize them for that particular process, it's a lot more stress on the animal. And plus, we have to kind of work around the vet schedule if they've got things going on. So, you know, if it turns out to be a, you know, Friday night at 10 o'clock or Saturday night or Sunday, you know, when the vet clinic is closed, it's tremendous that we can do our own x-rays now and we don't have to worry about somebody else's schedule.
Okay. And what should someone do if they encounter a baby animal or a nest of babies or, you know, an animal that got shot?
Yeah, the biggest thing to do is call a rehabber first before doing anything, and then that way we can kind of talk them through the situation and find out if this is something that's normal or if it's something where they definitely need some help. And if it needs some help, we're, you know, available 24/7 to do that. And if it's something that's pretty natural, we just kind of, you know, advise them how to leave them alone and what's normal and what's natural and what they can kind of look for. The babies are out there right now, so be careful when you're cleaning out garages and birdhouses and different things, sheds, you know, raking up lawns and gardens and things like that, because the bunny nests and things are going to be out there. And just realize that, you know, this is normal for a lot of what they do. A lot of times the mother leaves them alone for long periods of time. And even though it's wet and cold and rainy outside, they've been doing that for hundreds of years and managed to be able to survive. So they don't necessarily need some help. And like I said, we're available 24/7 for any kind of calls or information on animals. We're always happy to provide that.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having us.